is Free Talk Live. We are launching hour number 3 of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right back to your calls. We go to Lucas in Pennsylvania. Lucas, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, man.
What's on your mind?
Yesterday, when you were talking about the May Day event, when the police beat up all the protesters.
Yeah, and they also assaulted camera operators and newswomen as well.
Yeah, well, you can go to YouTube, look up Game Jew May Day event.
Yeah, I've seen that particular video. It's pretty outrageous.
Yeah, gotta love the Game Jew.
I had not seen any of the other Game Jew presentations, but that particular one was quite revealing.
Yeah, that was the first time I really started thinking that maybe we're in a police state.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty shocking. He was right down in the midst of all of it, just doing like a, I guess he was there for just the purposes of being at the rally, and he didn't really expect it to explode that way. But I think what was interesting about that video is you really got some of the reactions of the people that were being assaulted by the police. And man, people are getting pissed. One day, if the cops keep doing this, one day things are going to come to violence, and that's not good. I mean, we don't want it to go that far, but from what some of those people were saying, you know, they were all a lot of them were saying, man, one of these days they're going to push us too far and we're going to snap. And I hope we can turn it around before it gets to that point, because then that's just going to encourage the further rise of the police state and more tyranny.
True, true.
You know, guys, a few weeks ago I had my show prep pile. There was a story of a fellow who was probably in his 80s now, who was actually once a Nazi officer. Actually, not an officer, but one of the underlings who actually carried out a lot of the orders.
Mm-hmm.
And he was responsible for tens of thousands of deaths at these camps in Nazi Germany and Poland and so on. And they caught him over in America. He'd been living here since the early 60s. And they finally caught him, and they were going to deport him out of America, finally. But it goes to show you, though, that a lot of these people who are doing these things don't realize that they're going to be the ones who fry for it once there's a big backlash and the pendulum swings the other way. The people who gave the orders are not going to be the ones who are prosecuted. The people who carry out bad, illegal, immoral orders are usually the ones
who get sacrificed.
Well, plenty of them did in the Nuremberg trials. Plenty of the top guys got it, but I don't know that it's necessarily going to happen here and under this. It's not going to be a war. You know, it's not going to be a war crimes trial at that point.
What I find interesting about what you said, Lucas, is it was just that one video that got you thinking. Before you saw the Game Jew video, what was your mentality?
Well, I knew that our rights were being infringed on, but I didn't think we were already in some Orwellian sort of wet dream. That's really the only way I could put it.
Right. You didn't realize how far down the tyranny rabbit hole we had traveled in this country. So I think that these, the video presentations, whether it's what Sam's doing with the Obscured Truth Network or whether it's just a video of the police abusing people, really can help swing people in our direction. And so it's so important to get these out there. And thank goodness we have YouTube today to really help us with this, because if it weren't for YouTube, a lot of this stuff wouldn't be happening. If it weren't for the Internet and the ability to easily distribute this content at such a low, if not free, cost, people like you, Lucas, would still kind of be in the dark to some extent. And congratulations on finding the movement. Any other thoughts tonight?
Just what's the world coming to when the police can beat up a bunch of protesters and a Jew in a Super Mario suit who's just hanging out with them?
I don't know what that means, but thank you for the call, Lucas. 800.
Strange video. You know, I think that the world isn't coming to anything new. People in power have abused their power as long as people have had power.
It's true.
And, you know, you give them more power and more people with it. And there's more cops in this nation, than there have ever been in any cop in any nation, any cops in any nation anywhere.
What's different is, I guess, that we can see it now. What's different is the abuse is becoming more and more obvious and more public and more widely known. And that's what's going to, I think, be an important catalyst to actually changing it in the long run.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you, because you have to shine light upon it first, and then the pendulum will swing the other way. But right now, things are getting so crazy and so out of whack in this country and in the world in general. Look at Europe and England, too.
Sure.
That it has to go the other way, and it will.
The question is when, and the question is how can we accelerate that process? And I would say the answer is the Free State Project, moving as many liberty-loving activists together to the same place as possible. And I don't mean the same compound, you know, like Waco or something like that. We're talking about New Hampshire, the entire state of New Hampshire. You join the Free State Project, you move here, and you get active in the way that you think is best. That decentralized kind of movement, that pro-liberty movement, is what's going. It's what it's going to take, getting those activists together. We're starting to see some amazing things happen just as a result of having a few hundred people come here to New Hampshire. As those numbers continue to grow, and they are over the summertime, we're seeing more and more people come here. This fall, by the end of this year, we're expecting to have 1,000 activists on the ground here in New Hampshire. More, of course, will be coming year after that. So the abilities and the opportunities will continue to compound themselves, and the ability to reveal the police state for what it is and reveal these authoritarians for what they do will become more and more
And you mentioned, you know, sort of civil disobedience, but at the same time, the Free State Project is having huge, huge steps in the political arena. There are, man, how many did I say? 70?
I wasn't even talking about civil disobedience. I didn't even mention that. This is just media. This is just outreach.
Okay. Well, the Free State Project got 70 people in the running for the State House this year. That would be such a huge...
I don't think that's a true statement. I believe that there are 70 liberty-oriented candidates, but not necessarily related to the Free State Project.
Okay, but
maybe a few dozen.
It will change the legislature in a pro-liberty fashion like you wouldn't believe if half of them get in there.
Well, didn't Dennis Goddard from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance at New Hampshire, or rather NHLiberty.org, didn't he tell us that a dozen liberty-friendly legislators would be all it would take?
I think he said a few dozen.
Really? I thought it was like just a couple dozen or whatever. That would be all it would take to, at the very least, stop every single pro-government statist of legislation.
Remember, there are 500 legislators there,
yeah.
And, you know, 36 votes could swing a lot of issues, and that would be three dozen, and I think that qualifies as a few.
Remember, this is the same state. New Hampshire is the same state where Tom from New Hampshire, the guy that calls this show, who is... He's got a bit of an obsession, like, with killing bureaucrats. He's not a persuasive guy. He's not a good spokesman for the liberty movement. In fact, people probably want to distance themselves from this guy.
Yes.
But Tom was able to win for the State House here in New Hampshire. He was able to win. So if Tom can win with Tom's viewpoints, then you can win.
What's also pretty promising is the handouts that the Liberty Alliance gives to the state legislators, and then they actually vote in a more thoughtful manner. Sometimes the legislators just follow the crowd, too.
What they call the gold sheet. It's,
yes.
Yeah. Handout sounds like they're giving them money. The voting flyers, the recommendations on how to vote.
By the way, I don't want to make it sound like Tom is advocating violence. He's... doesn't really do that necessarily, but he definitely has violent fantasies. From what I understand of the books that he's written, definitely fantasizes about it. So
he warns vehemently about the possible dangers to law enforcement officers.
And he's right. I mean, he's absolutely right about that. The fact that law enforcement officers are out there enforcing bad laws, they're enforcing prohibition, does put them unnecessarily in the line of fire. So to that end, his points are correct. It's just that he's not the best spokesman for liberty. But my point is, if Tom can win... pretty much anybody can. So keep that in mind, because when you come up here, if you do want to take the political path and try to win a seat in the State House, really, it's the districts are very, very small. It doesn't take a lot of money to campaign and actually have some success.
So when you've got to walk your district, and it's not that big of a district to walk.
All right, so as we heard at the beginning of this week, the IndyMac Bank is in trouble. They, of course, have been taken over at this point by the federal government, and that has resulted in, well, first of all, there was apparently a run on the bank initially, and now there are lines of people outside of the IndyMac Bank in order to attempt to retrieve the money that was in their accounts.
There was a run on WaMu, from what I understand, recently, too.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Washington Mutual, I should say.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're going to see what some of those people that are standing in the line at the IndyMac Bank actually have to say about their situations. And, of course, talk to you about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. We've been talking about it, and it is the only opportunity, in my opinion, for liberty in our lifetimes.
It's getting results, man.
It's getting results, and the possibilities with this program as opposed to anything else, to me, is the only possibility to bring liberty in our lifetimes for you, for a state, and quite possibly the nation. Free State Project. You can find out more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
You sure can. We're going to talk about the IndyMac situation if we get a chance, but we need to go to these calls here that are lining up. We go first to Dennis in New Hampshire. Speaking of the Free State Project, he is the first husband of the Free State Project. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Dennis.
So you guys were talking about the number of Free Staters running in the House of Representatives and what this all means and jazz like that.
Yes.
And, there are a couple of dozen early mover Free Staters who have now been in the state 2 years or will have been in the state 2 years as of November 2008.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas last year I think we had nearly a dozen people run, now we've got double or triple that number of people running.
And there are quite a few more liberty-oriented candidates running. Where do they come from?
The sucky thing about democracy, right, is that it's a pure numbers game.
Yeah, and that's true.
And the fact is, I mean, that's one of the attractive things about the Free State Project, I think, is it skews the numbers game more in our favor. Mm. If we get more and more dozens of people running, I can just pretty much guarantee you that we're going to get more people in.
It's true.
And you were talking about, you know, how many people would it take to really make a difference? I love to point out two critical bills that show exactly how this whole thing, I think, is going to work out. There was a medical marijuana bill in 2007. That thing died in the House of Representatives, so it died pretty early in the process. But if we had had seven more votes the right way on that issue, it would have gone to the Senate.
Mm.
Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it would pass, but the dynamic of how an issue is going, it radically changes when you start to see the bill, the issue, you know, passing one chamber or the other on
any
kind of consistent basis. It gains an air of inevitability.
Well, like the Real ID ban, for example, the first year they passed it, the Senate shelved it, but then it gained more strength the following year.
Exactly, like what's going on now with the European Union. Those people, they keep voting no, so it's like you guys are going to vote no until we get you, and you vote yes, and then, boom, you're in the European Union. So it kind of works the same way. There becomes like an air that, oh, gee, you know, the people who are going to fight against us on this one have to spend their time and effort fighting against it. It's just beautiful all around. And that's seven votes. Another example, the seatbelt bill, where they were going to trying to get New Hampshire to be a mandatory seatbelt state. That actually passed the House of Representatives, and I'm really scared about that. That's one of the reasons this seatbelt issue is really big for me. But it passed by less than two dozen votes.
Hmm.
No, I take that back. One dozen. One dozen votes, you know, the other way, and it would not have passed the House of Representatives.
So 20 more liberty-oriented people in the state house, and it's a lockdown. I mean, there's no way most anti-liberty legislation would get through at that point.
Exactly. I mean, right now you have the Democrats and the Republicans, and although the Democrats have more in terms of numbers, it's not lopsided. It's not like hugely more. So they're reasonably evenly pulling on both sides of the rope. You know, one side puts something up and the other side is opposed to it, vice versa. And because the Democrats have more people pulling on their end, they tend to be winning the votes lately.
You know, I wonder what's going to happen, Dennis, when we reach a certain tipping point at which we'll start seeing more people elected, more of these anti-liberty pieces of legislation will start getting batted down. And at some point, these statists, whether they be Republicans or Democrats, these statists that are in the New Hampshire State House and the Senate, they're going to start giving up. I mean, they're going to just throw in the towel and move back to New York or Massachusetts or Vermont. And then things will change even at a faster clip.
And don't forget that, you know, they've got little statist friends that have been getting elected along with them. And, you know, one of their friends is going to get displaced. And suddenly the whole fun of being in the house for $200 a year, it's going to lose some of its pizzazz.
Yeah, now you start. Now instead of sitting next to one of your statist buddies, you're going to be sitting next to Dennis or somebody like him, right?
Right.
Well,
that's a real key
good.
Point. I mean, these people are not there for a job. They're there because they think they're serving the community, right?
Mm-hmm.
So because it's a volunteer position, if it's not fun for them and they really do think that they have no hope, you are going to see them not bother to run in droves when they start to see that. I mean, right now, again, the liberals, the progressives, are having a field day. They think that the world is all, you know, sewn up, and if they win in 2008, they're going to do so many wonderful things for
right.
the education system and all
the
this.
The Democrats stuff. Are going to fix everything in 2008.
Where are they going to get the money?
From you and me, man. At the same time, the Republicans who are the social conservative type Republicans, you know, right now they're frothing at the mouth. They're mobilizing because they're like, oh my God, you know, I was asleep at the wheel and these other people sort of took control of my government. If you see a Liberty caucus emerge that is able to swing the vote the right way every time, that's the 20 or 30 people that are going to have all the power in the state of New Hampshire. And the beautiful thing about this is how grassroots it is. Because this is House of Representatives stuff, it's stuff that you win by meeting all the people in town three times, mm-hmm. talking to all the old folks and talking to all the soup kitchen people and talking to all the it becomes really hard to displace, because the reason people are voting for you is not because you're a free state person or because you're a liberty person. They're voting for you because they know whatever. They know Mark, and they talk to Mark, and they know Mark as a person, not as a politician. And that's how people get elected. So it's going to be very hard to displace if these people get in the way that they look to possibly get in.
And it's relatively easy in these towns to get, a level of profile that people can appreciate. I joined the volunteer fire department, and the reason that I wasn't on the show last night for a portion of it is I was out at my first little training meeting. I've got to take two training meetings, and then I'll be a tried and true as the red, white, and blue fireman again. And so I think that these are ways. There's eight guys there that were in the room last night in a town of, you know, just a few hundred people mm-hmm. that care so much about their community that they're willing to go out and be part of the volunteer fire department. They've got families, and you know, all that stuff counts.
It's one of the nice things about being here, and that things are so small and so relatively ground floor as far as the opportunities are concerned. You can really make a name for yourself. Dennis, you have been involved in television and community access, cable access TV up in the Concord area. Have you started to get noticed on the street like Toby has from Free Minds TV? Have people been stopping you in grocery stores yet?
Oh, absolutely, which blows my mind. I can't believe the first thing I ask is, why on earth were you watching a public access channel? But check this out. One of the guys who's running for United States Congress, who wants to be very pro-liberty, he sent me a mail and he says, you know, have you picked a horse for the race? Am I going to be your guy? Are you going to support me?
I want to find out what you said to him in a moment, if you don't mind. Hang on, Dennis. We'll bring you back. A little more discussion with Dennis from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. And, of course, we talk to you about what you want. Max on the line in Tennessee. We'll talk to him and you as well. Ladies first, if you make the call, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Made, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Toll free number for you, brought to you by SACL CAI, is 1-800-259-9231. That again, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system's there. Get interactive with a couple thousand of our listeners. Over 350,000 posts await you, talking about serious stuff. Fun times. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI. That's a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I. As we go back to Dennis in New Hampshire, Dennis, one of the guys behind the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance at nhliberty.org, a good site to get keyed in to a lot of the politically based activism that's going on here in New Hampshire. Many Free Staters, Free State Project members are involved, and a whole bunch of New Hampshire natives are also involved in the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is nice because we're seeing people kind of getting excited by the Free State Project, getting reactivated, and getting out there and getting active too. So I'd say for every Free State that comes in here, we're seeing several New Hampshire people that are kind of getting really keyed into the whole movement as a result of that. I know you've been seeing that too, Dennis.
Oh, absolutely. And it's fun. You know, we have Free Staters who were in the in the House of Representatives even before New Hampshire was chosen. And so, now that they have a lot more people who agree with them that are, you know, politically active, they're kind of herding all of their fellow conservatives typically over to our side, which is beautiful and fun to watch. I really wanted to give Mark some props for joining the volunteer fire department. I firmly believe that the way New Hampshire will be restored to freedom is by people doing things exactly like that.
Getting involved, that sort of thing.
I probably mitigated a great deal of that, at least in the short term, by suing the town.
Well, all right, let me get back to what you were telling us before we went away for a moment there, Dennis. You are the host of New Hampshire Capital Access, and that's, is it nhcaptv.com?
It sure is.
People can go and see your public access TV show that airs in Concord, also airs here in Keene, which, by the way, we've managed to package it with Free Minds TV, so Keene viewers are actually getting a double dose of Liberty, which is
pretty important
cool.
As important as the media is, and it is very important. The other arm of this that Dennis is talking about, I think it's is equally important, is politics exists on the retail level here in New Hampshire more so than any place else in the United States.
Well, that's
States,
where we were going with the conversation, was how by being the media and being influential, or at least being perceived as being influential, people are starting to come to you, Dennis, for some sort of approval. And you said that you had one particular candidate who had approached you. What was your story there?
Yeah, so this is a federal type candidate. This is for United States House of Representatives, and he's asking if he can put my name on his website of people who endorse him. Which I think, any Yahoo that shows up, does the one-hour training, and then spends an hour a week in front of a public access TV camera can do that? I'm telling you, man, it's so easy. But this is a guy who, he calls himself very conservative, he's very free market, and he gets it on a lot of things. He gets the immigration issue, he gets not having the government be involved in any kind of contract between any two people for whatever product or service, except drugs.
Uh-oh.
And so I really tried to call him to the mat on this one. I said, look, you do understand that you're willing to send in the guys with guns over this. And right away, he knew what I was talking about. He said, that's right. I think this is a serious issue. You shouldn't be allowed to do that, and I'm willing to send in guys with guns.
Shame on you.
Well, at the very least,
you're done, dude.
It's a huge, huge step for somebody to be able to say that. Look, I am willing to use government force to get what I want in this issue.
Ain't gonna get my support.
Far,
though.
far beyond the average citizen says drugs are bad.
Yeah, okay.
And
that's true.
They're taking no responsibility for their actions or for their actions or their support of the drug war. They're just walking along lockstep, sheeple going This guy, at the very least, says, yes, I'm willing to employ government force. I'm willing to rob the people of New Hampshire for their money in order to employ this government force. I'm willing to take these steps. This issue is that important.
And the amount of sway, I guess, that the average guy who doesn't really know what he's doing, like me, starts to come into play when I can answer a guy like this back with my little one-line email, it's hard to support a man who wants to see you imprisoned.
How did he respond to that? Has he?
He has been mum on that. Huh. I think that's given him something to think about.
I bet it has. And that's really cool because, as more people who are more visible start to say, to come out essentially and be against this war on drugs and these other insane policies from the government, they'll start to come our direction. They'll start to see that, well, maybe not all drug users are a bunch of strung out losers. And I'm not saying you've come out of the closet or anything, Dennis, necessarily, but you kind of have.
Yeah, well, sort of, kind of. I really do see, as far as on the political side of things, the people that are making the most impact are people that had nothing to do with politics wherever they were or whatever they were doing before, and they just kind of picked up when they got here.
Yeah, I think that would be the dirtiest kind of free stater, is somebody who was a local, attempted to be a local politician, ran a few times in whatever state that they were in, and said, I can't win here. I'm going to New Hampshire where I can get elected.
You mean like the current president of the Senate of the state of New Hampshire, my senator, Sylvia Larson, who pretty much screwed up in the Wisconsin legislature and then came to New Hampshire and somehow made good for herself, and now is the most powerful woman in the state, like her?
Yeah, well, she's not the only one, one of the socialists who have done just that.
Yeah. There you go. All right, Dennis, good conversation. Anything else you wanted to cover tonight?
Later date, guys.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. We go to Mac in Tennessee. Mac, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just listening to your program. It's a pretty good program you got here.
Thanks, Mac. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just talking about Obama and my opinion is, what do y'all think might be happening in 6 months from now? Or
who cares? Some scumbag's going to get elected to president, and things are going to get worse. I mean, you pick your scumbags.
I think Obama's going to win. However, I don't think that there would be any, I don't think there's a lot of advantages to McCain winning. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you have the choice between McCain, the Democrat, Obama, the tried and true socialist, and Bob Barr, the Republican. And, you know, they of course, their labels are changed in the media,
yeah.
But that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, I'd say.
All right, well.
There you go. Nothing really positive to look forward to at the federal level, my friend, and there never really will be until we secede, and then we won't have to look at it at all. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. Indy Mac, Los Angeles, Associated Press, Diane Klein, isn't sure what she would trust more to hold her money, Indy Mac Bank or a hole in her backyard. The retired teacher is among hundreds of people who have crowded outside IndyMac branches across Southern California this week, waiting hours in line to withdraw their funds from the failing bank that was seized by federal regulators. Ms. Klein said, once I get in the door, I'm going to get every penny I can out of there. She says, I'm going to bury it in the backyard. Klein originally chose IndyMac for its high interest rates.
Did it give her address?
Yeah, right. She said her account has more than the federally insured limit of $100,000, and she didn't want to risk losing any of it. She said, I worked my whole life for this money. It's kind of scary. Now, if you've got over $100,000, I don't know if you are going to get the amount that's over that back. It doesn't seem very likely.
Not if you have an account there. Since the feds took it over, maybe, who knows, but... if you have more than $100,000 in any bank account, you need to spread it out. Even
right.
And also watch out for interest, because over time, that $100,000 is going to increase to more than the limit, the FDIC limit, then
yeah.
You're in trouble too.
Well, and hopefully you won't be needing. I mean, if you do have a bunch of money in an account, even if it's not $100,000, even if it's, you know, you've got one bank account and you're sitting on $50,000, and then that bank goes under, you know, how are you going to pay your bills at that point? How are you going to get things done if you can't get access to your money right away?
And people are shopping the highest interest rate, where they should also be looking at the credit rating of the bank as well.
Boy, I don't think any... I've never thought to look at something like that, so I don't imagine very many people have ever even... They don't even know such a thing exists. More coming up here with the IndyMac situation and your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and ask your legislator... And ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and call us at 908-691-2608, call 908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed.
Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SoliSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, it is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free, so enjoy it on us at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. If you enter Amazon through that link, or rather when you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you need to buy in life, they probably sell it at Amazon. And you might just get free Super Saver shipping, because they've got that on a whole bunch of their items. 41-plus categories to shop in, even used stuff. We get a percentage. Just enter and start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Back to the IndyMac story from the Associated Press. The story, of course, in regards to IndyMac is that they crashed. They crashed and burned. They overextended themselves, made some real bad choices, and now they've been nationalized. Now the federal government has come in and taken over operations of the bank, allegedly planning to sell it off down the line after they get stuff straight. So who knows how long that's going to take them. But
they're going to lose money on the sale because the government is neither good at buying nor selling anything.
There was a run on Countrywide about 9 months ago, and Bank of America took them over in sort of an arranged marriage between the federal government and Bank of America. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be too many of these banks to do this with the way things are going. But the moral hazard here is that people don't check the solvency of their banks before they deposit their money into them, because they look at just the interest rate and they're not really looking at the whole picture, because they think, okay, I'm going to get bailed out by the FDIC if this bank goes under.
Right, they're all insured identically, so one thinks that the banks are identical. It doesn't, how close is a bank to needing that insurance is another issue, though.
Now, there are private firms, I believe Weiss Research is one, that actually rate banks based on their solvency, and that's something we should all look at going forward.
Weiss Research?
I believe Weiss Research. They have ratings on bonds, on insurance companies, on banks as well.
Worth looking into, because the more this happens, the more people are going to get a clue and start to do that, hopefully. And unfortunately, we are expecting, you, Wayne, are talking about some sort of financial calamity, so it's possible more of this could start to happen.
Yeah, I think we're going to see another big meltdown by the end of the year.
Well, back to the story here about the hundreds of people, because this, you know, it's bad enough what happened to those folks, but the people that are affected are the real tragedy here. I mean, the bankers, they'll be all right, but the people
politicians
here
certainly will.
Yeah, the individual account holders that are now sitting outside of their banks, their branch offices for hours at a time, just in the hopes of getting back in there to grab their whatever money they possibly can. According to the story in the AP, people waiting outside the branches have gotten emotional at times. At one point, police had to be called to a branch in the normally quiet Encino neighborhood. Tempers grew short Tuesday morning when customers who'd arrived before dawn accused others of cutting in line. Some of the line jumpers had been turned away the day before but were given vouchers granting priority by bank employees. Police quickly restored order without arrest, and the day progressed. People were divided into two lines that stretched for nearly a block.
And by the way,
this is huge.
That's right. And by the way, let's just say you have $77,000 in the bank. They're not going to let you take it out in cash. They don't have the cash. They're going to cut you a check. You can deposit another bank.
But a check isn't really a withdrawal, you know?
Yeah.
They still have the funds. So,
well, until you take the check to another bank.
Yes.
Yeah, no guarantee you've gotten it until it clears,
and
right?
There are also some stories of competing banks actually entertaining and giving people water bottles in line to try to get their business.
That's hilarious.
People wanting to close accounts have been let in groups of five. Joan Rubin sat in a bench chair on the sidewalk in the stifling heat with about 200 other anxious, embittered, and sometimes angry customers awaiting a chance to demand their money just 4 days after the bank was seized. She said, "I've already lost 3 nights of sleep and 3 days of eating, and now I'm done." She says she planned to empty her account. Lillian Krausen said she had a strange feeling something was wrong when she arrived at the branch a week ago to renew her certificate of deposit, but she went ahead anyway. She came back Tuesday to cash it in and take the money elsewhere, although exactly where, she hadn't decided. The 78-year-old retiree asked, "Where do you go from here? Under your mattress?" You'd probably do better under your mattress.
Yeah, you know,
turn it into some gold and silver.
Seeing
while you're
the
at
run
it
on Countrywide, seeing the run on IndyMac here, seeing the run on Washington Mutual, it has really made me think in the last few days that the banking industry in the United States might be tanking.
And then over,
I
in
don't
Britain,
know. Over I'm not
Britain,
saying it is.
You had the Rock, which is a major financial institution in Britain that was had a big run a few months ago as well.
Shortly before noon, here you go, two employees of another bank, Comerica Bank, arrived to hand out water bottles with their business cards attached to them. And the office, blah, blah, blah. So there you go. And
which is, you know, that's good news for the banking marketplaces that other banks are saying, hey, come on over, bring your stuff to us. We're in fine shape. That's a good thing.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Since we're talking money, here's another one for you. And speaking of financial calamities, Wayne, even the government's own numbers, they can't hide how bad things are getting. According to the Associated Press, consumer prices have jumped. Inflation fears intensify as consumer prices rise at the second fastest pace in a generation. Prices for a quart of milk, plane ticket, and a host of other products rose in June at nearly the fastest pace in a generation, and yet another economic shockwave that alarmed analysts and took a bite out of the buying power of Americans.
You can expect plane tickets to continue to go up. Both American and Delta lost, what they'd say, nine figures. Like,
really?
Yeah. Multi-billion dollars and a quarter or something like that.
And
I don't have the
TSA
stuff sitting in front of me, but it's amazing.
As the security state continues to crack down, fewer and fewer people are going to bother traveling.
The government doesn't care. The nanny statists out there that they say, we're going to watch out for them terrorists. They don't care. They don't care if the entire airline industry crashes and dies in America. As long as we're safe, for God's sake.
How far are we away from nationalized airlines in this country?
Absolutely. You're going to have the USA Airlines, and they're going to be run by the government, and they're going to
fly the federal skies.
They're going to cost a fortune. They're going to be dangerous as hell. People, you don't want this.
No, you don't.
And the TSA is killing the airline industry.
Now, remember, these numbers that the Associated Press uses in stories like this come from the government, so they all need to be taken with a huge grain of salt. Odds are good that they're misrepresenting them and underrepresenting these numbers, but even all that said, they're pretty stunning admissions on how bad things are getting. Consumer prices rose 1.1% in June from the month before, far faster than the expected rate of 0.7, and almost double the reading from May. The only time in the past quarter century that monthly inflation has been that high was in September of 2005 because of Hurricane Katrina, they allege. Consumer prices are up 5% over the last 12 months, the fastest one-year change since 1991. As prices rose last month, take-home pay took a hit. Adjusting for inflation, weekly wages fell 0.9% in June, the third straight monthly decline and the biggest drop in almost 4 years.
Yep, this is under a Republican administration, and you can expect on the Democrats it will not get any better at all.
Especially if they raise taxes.
Right, that's what they intend to do to fix this. Raise taxes. Fiscal responsibility, which means we're going to pay for all the crap that we're going to spend money on.
The Labor Department reported that prices at the wholesale level were rising by the highest annual rate in 27 years. So when wholesale prices rise, that's going to come down to the retail floor pretty quick. Before, blah, 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 Consumer Price Index, which came out Wednesday, measures not just what Americans pay for goods, but other purchases, including services like health care and haircuts. Higher energy costs have led the way with a more than 10% rise in gasoline prices. More expensive vegetables, dairy, and the beef pushed up food costs. And just wait until we hit the winter season. People are going to get,
hammered.
Are in tough times right now.
Right.
They're going to pay through the nose for heating oil this winter season. It's going to get to the point where having electric heat is going to be more cost.
That's right.
That's what they say, is that last year electric heat was the way to go.
And
likely it's going to be this year, too. And I have electric heat in my house as secondary off of the wood. But in my opinion, wood's the way to go, just so you know. But
especially if you can get it off your own property.
Yeah. With the airlines, they were talking about this was all fuel costs, essentially, was the huge loss, and that's amazing. But and somehow Southwest...
5%, by the way, airlines.
Yeah.
They went up 5% in the last month.
You're going to see a lot more than that. But Southwest managed to dodge that bullet. And the thing that they're not mentioning is that, the ridership's down since 9/11. Some of that has to do with people being scared. They're scared terrorists are going to blow up airplanes.
Yeah.
As though the terrorists tried to blow up airplanes. The terrorists didn't try to blow up airplanes on 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
They flew them into buildings as weapons. The airplanes were weapons. They weren't targets.
And the pilots weren't armed either.
Yeah. Anyway, what the other portion of it is that it's just it's onerous to go through the TSA. Foreign travel's down into this country. Foreign tourism is down into this country because they say that they don't feel welcome. They're getting patted down and treated badly, and they don't want to come here. That's bad for our economy. It's bad for the airlines.
And I heard somebody who's kind of like a lefty kind of environmentalist suggest last week that it's good that the economy is crashing because we won't be damaging the environment as much. And I had to disagree with him, because the problem is when the economy collapses, people do anything. They're desperate. And then it comes to Bambi versus Rambo, and Rambo always wins.
Mm.
So the environment gets worse.
We will return tomorrow night. You can, as always, take over the airwaves at that time. It has been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We will see you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.